Welcome to Whispers to a Bride, where we talk about the stuff no one else is talking about. We are going deep on the emotional aspects of getting married, the stress, drama, and turbulence that affects your own sense of identity and your closest relationships. We are talking about what it means to be a bride and how to navigate the sacred time with more grace and ease. I'm your host, Kara Gasabe. As a life coach and therapist, I'm going to be sharing super practical tips so that you can not only rise to the occasion of your wedding, but also your life.
Hello, hello. It's Kara, and I am back with a new episode called Proposal Whiplash. So the idea for this episode came from a recent bridal session I had with a client. If you are new around here, bridal sessions are phone calls, one-on-one, you and me, kind of helping you get through whatever your biggest stress points, issues, fears, anxieties, conflicts, whatever is happening in your wedding planning journey that is fully overwhelming. Or a lot of brides end up calling me after their wedding to kind of digest and metabolize and make meaning and understand what they just went through, maybe help them through how to think about their regrets or whatever. A lot goes on the other side of the wedding day as well. So if that is something that you're interested in, definitely pop over to my website, karamaureen.com, and book your session. But back to proposals. This woman called because her proposal just did not feel the way that she thought it would feel. And she just had a lot of mixed feelings. It was one of those situations where her fiance was surprising her, which is so nice, right? It's just like the movies and the Instagram posts and all the things that we think it's supposed to be, this idea of the surprise. But of course, when our significant other is acting weird, being kind of shifty and shady, and like, you know, oftentimes they're nervous and not giving you all the details or making you kind of go through strange hoops that are like not your normal routine because they're trying to orchestrate the surprise, it ends up like the woman in the relationship, the person who's getting proposed to, often is getting like annoyed, frustrated, curious, like, what's going on? Why are you acting weird? And so then when you are all of a sudden in the moment of the proposal, you feel terrible that you aren't in this different mood and you can't just like switch gears and go from like annoyed and frustrated and nervous that his like communication has changed and his attitude has changed, to then suddenly like in this Cinderella moment, right? We've all seen so many times these women who are just like, they look, first of all, they look perfect. They're in like, they're doing like the perfect, like happy cry. They're shocked, but they're just in this sense, like state of absolute bliss and joy. And it's just such a fairy tale moment that we often see on social media and on the movies, but like, the reality is often super different. Not to say that there aren't wonderful proposals. I think in the end, they're all pretty wonderful, but they're a little more nuanced, a little more quirky and like awkward and like a little bit good, a little bit bad, a little bit weird, a little bit fun. Like, right? They're tricky moments to pull off, especially we've talked about this before, I think on another episode. Like, it's weird to keep a secret from like your most important person. And so for the guy to have to keep the secret of whether the ring is a secret or the fact that he has the ring a secret or like the moment of the proposal, whatever part is a secret, like that's a lot. It's a burden. It's hard. And for you, it's hard to like not notice that he's acting different and weird. So throwing this whole secret into a time in your relationship that you don't want to be having secrets, you want to be on the same page about everything, which is why you're starting a life together. It's just kind of weird to throw in this whole surprise element. I have a lot of feelings about just like, it shouldn't be like really a surprise, your proposal. And for most people, it's not. They know it's coming. It's just fun to like incorporate that element for the actual moment that you know you're getting engaged. You just don't know the exact moment. I know a lot of couples kind of handle it that way, which again, super fun if that works for you and your relationship. But I just also want you, if you feel like this moment is coming, if this moment has already come, that you are engaged and you just feel like it was not picture perfect. It is not like Insta worthy. You're in the majority, right? I think most people find that it's a bit of an overwhelming, whiplashy kind of experience that is both really special and memorable, but also like kind of disorienting and weird and like didn't feel the way you thought it would feel, which is also a great reminder for a bride because welcome to it. A lot of the next phase is probably not going to feel exactly the way you think it's going to feel, whether that's finding a venue or looking at flowers or tasting cakes or signing contracts or spending money or agreeing on budgets or dealing with your friend, right? None of it's probably going to feel the way you imagine it's going to feel. And that is okay. That is the big sort of moment that we need to keep waking up to, is that like, while it is a fairy tale to have found your person and to be planning a party, like those are very, very abundant, fabulous, wonderful bonuses in life. The actual doing of it, like doing anything, is both a mix of good and bad, of hard and easy, of joy and pain, right? It's all kind of mixed in there. And so I don't want you to be afraid or thrown off or feel like you're left out or the only one who got screwed on this blissful moment of engagement, because most people are like, wait, now, like, I can't change gears that fast. Like, this isn't what I wanted to be wearing. My nails aren't done. My friends aren't here. I'm not ready. I'm not in the mood. I'm mad at you. I'm confused, right? So it's okay that you had those feelings. And it's okay if it felt a little funny. It's also okay if after the proposal, as a couple, it's not this perfectly bonded, like amazing day. I cannot tell you the amount of times couples have told me about the proposal story, you know, the fun, like, and then he got down on one knee and then after, especially the men I notice are like, you have no idea how long I've been holding that in. Now I just need a break. Like, I don't even want to think about it. I don't want to talk about it. I just need to like go watch football or take a walk or right. And the woman is often in a very different position of like wanting to be very together and wanting to call people together and wanting to talk about things and da, da, da. And that again can be another point of like surprise and overwhelm that like, why are we on a different page right after we just got engaged? Now I'm freaking out because like, why do you want to like go for a run or hang out or like have some alone time when we just decided to spend our life together? And so that again, I notice that can be a moment of panic for a lot of women. That I just want to come in here and tell you does not necessarily mean what you would think it means. It's a very different experience walking into the proposal, especially if it's a surprise for the person doing the proposing than the person who knows that it's happening, the person being surprised, right? It's just a different experience energetically and emotionally and logistically and energy-wise. So the moment that you're kind of getting caught up to speed, like you're like accepting the proposal, you're in it, and now you're kind of, your energy is going up. Often their energy is like on the decline because they're like, oh, that big moment happened. I was revved up before. Then I did it, the proposal, and she said yes, and we hugged and we're happy. And whew, now I'm just like on the decline. Whereas the woman is like, wait, we just got proposing. Now we're going up. So again, no big deal. Just part of the way that this can work. But I just wanted to dedicate a little time today just to kind of like slow it down and dissect it, because I think that feeling of whiplash, that feeling of being on different pages, that feeling of like, oh no, I missed my chance to have my perfect moment, can just really get in our heads, especially when you're comparing it to social media or the movies. Because I'm telling you, the moments were very different in reality than what you're seeing as an observer. Just remind yourself of that at every time. I mean, I had such a funny, just kind of clumsy, goofy proposal. And every part of the moment, I'm like, wait, this can't be, this is, something feels like it's not right, or it wasn't, this isn't how it's supposed to be. And then at the same time, I'm like, I also just don't even care. And it's wonderful and it's sweet. And like, your relationship to that moment can change and evolve as well. And you can integrate it and sort of become more affectionate to it and love it in a different way as you can have a little distance and perspective. It can be really hard in the moment, especially if you've got some rigid ideas, or it can be bad if you have a rigid idea, and it can also be bad if you have just sort of like a foggy idea of what you think it's going to be like. This is, again, a reminder to drop the expectations, surrender to whatever the moment does look like, as weird and unexpected and unready and unorchestrated as it might feel. My advice is, as soon as you can, if you can, just be really, really present for whatever random, messy, or perfectly orchestrated movie scene you're having. It can be any of those scenarios, but if you're present, fully, fully present, I think you're going to experience it in the best possible way. That's the way to experience any moment in your life. The hard ones, the fun ones, is to just be really, really specifically in the moment. Not looking back, not looking ahead, staying right where you are right now. That present moment, sort of Zen, Eckhart Tolle kind of work. Again, it can just seem like, oh yeah, yeah, stay in the present moment. Like, we kind of throw it away. Our brain is not super interested in it. But if you actually start to practice it, like, am I here now? Can I feel the bottom of my feet? Can I feel the beating of my heart when I put my hand on my chest? Can I feel the breath filling up my lungs? Right? All of those sort of very body-based present moment practices are just key in a proposal moment, in a wedding moment, in any moment in your life. I think that's super, super helpful. Just dropping expectations and being really present. Like, that's the key to actually having those blissful moments that you think are a result of perfectly orchestrated, things going right, logistical, having the nails done. You think it's all of that that makes the moment have that bliss, but it's actually your ability to be super, super present and super, super open to what actually is happening. Not what you think is supposed to happen, not coulda, woulda, shoulda happened, but what is. And so I just want to come on, because this client just, she was like the exhale that she had when we talked through the normalcy of her sort of whiplash feeling around her proposal. Like, just feeling that exhale from her and that sense of relief, like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad to hear that this was, that my experience was normal, of trying to be like, God, I was kind of mad at you because you were acting shady and weird and distant all day. And now I'm like suddenly supposed to be like the happiest I've ever been. That shift was like a bit much and a lot to do in a split second. And so the fact that she struggled with made her think that she did something wrong. And I'm like, you're so normal. This is so common, but people don't talk about it, right? They get themselves together, they take the picture, they edit the video, and they post it. And in the end, it's all surrounded with like this happy vibe, which, okay, you can say it's a lie, but it's also like not a lie, because the essence of it was that, yay, this is a happy moment in their life and they want to celebrate it. And they're just not taking you through all of the like inner workings of like what actually was going on in their head. And when people do that, it's also often pretty fun, because you can have an appreciation that like, oh yeah, perfection is not the goal. And it's also not the reality in any of these scenarios. But I'm telling you and giving you permission and mandating you, in fact, to always remember that there is a whole other layer to all perfect, beautiful moments. There's always just that other layer. And whatever happens in your proposal, it's okay. It's normal. It's your story, your relationship to that story, as you tell it and retell it and look back on it, will just continue, I think, to deepen and to like crystallize in like a beautiful way. Even if right now, if you're just a couple weeks out from it, it might still feel kind of cringy, like, oh God, I wish I had been better. I wish he had been better. I wish it had been different. Try and loosen those thoughts, because they're not serving you. And our brain is always wired to kind of look at the negative more and to think about what could have been better, instead of really opening our eyes to like the beauty and the magic that actually was there the whole time. And that we're just slightly turned away from it. And it's a great reminder to turn back into the magic and turn back into the beauty. That's the other thing. Everyone loves to criticize social media for only showing the highlights and not, you know, these harder, ickier parts of things. And I'm like, I get that totally, obviously, yes. But also, there's a way in which social media can remind us of the beauty, of the joy that is available in all of these moments that we kind of do turn away from.
if you just take away the idea that people are pretending like it's perfect, maybe they're not pretending like it's perfect. They're just sharing the perfect to remind you of the magic and the beauty that is also real, along with the hard and the icky and the messy and the awkward. Could see it as, instead of like a fake, that it's just a reminder that that has always been there as well at the same time. And the way that regular news doesn't celebrate that. A lot of times when you're talking with your friends, you're doing more of the complaining and the like venting. And so you're not always just celebrating joyful, beautiful moments. And sometimes social media is actually a great place to do that. And I think that's why it can be so compelling and interesting to us, while it also kind of pisses us off because we know it's not the whole truth. And so if we just say that's not the whole truth and we remind ourselves, we can then see it for what it is, which is the reminder of the beauty in every moment. But again, whatever happens with your proposal, and if your fiance, especially if they're a guy, after the proposal needs a minute, do not panic. My husband literally asked if he could go watch the Redskins game. My brother-in-law asked if he could go take a shot. Like somebody else's, I remember after theirs, their fiance was like, I need to go to the gym. Like people just need to kind of like come down from this moment in different ways. And so giving each other that grace and that ability to do what they need to do, now that you guys are kind of bonded and it's solid and it's real, even though it feels like you might need to be your closest then, maybe that's when there's plenty of room for plenty of space because you're in it for the long haul. And that closeness is like signed, sealed, and delivered in a certain way. So proposal whiplash, it's a real thing. It's completely normal. Would love to hear your story. If you want to share it, send me an email or send me a DM on Instagram or a message on TikTok. And I love, love, love to hear about your proposal whiplash experience. In the meantime, I'm wishing you nothing but bridal bliss.